Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 8th of April, and I'm recording at 9:38 p.m., and that's British summer time here in London. Now, I've still got a pretty rough voice here, trying to fight off this cold, and I think I'm winning. But what I've done is that I'm going to speak in a little lower voice overall, so it doesn't break up too much. And I've got the volume slightly higher. I hope you can hear me. Okay, so what's happened here in today's markets? Well, my goodness, it was certainly interesting in the Asia Pacific sector. First, Japan, very firm. The Nikkei 225 is up 0.75 percentage point. But then we get to China, which has pretty much been an A-share story for a long time, Shanghai Composite A-shares. But today we had the Hang Seng Index, of course, out of Hong Kong, and that was up 3.8%, 3.8%. And so that's a new recovery high for the year. The Shanghai Composite Index remains firm, albeit somewhat overstretched here, and approaching a minor psychological level of 4,000. But it was up 3/4 of a beg your pardon, 4/5 of a percentage point. But get a load of this. The H shares, that's the HSCEI, that's the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index, was up 5.79% today. That's right, 5.79%. Remember, it just had a decisive breakout of its trading range above a big support area. Last week, and so this was an explosive move. Well, with China, they turn the spigots on and they turn the spigots off, perhaps a little more often than in most other countries, but they've also got a huge population and they tend to wave them in and wave them out, and right now. It all belongs to the bulls. How long will this last? Well, we'll pay attention, see what the regulators say. But it still looks well, it's an informed play, I'll put it that way. But it'd be surprising if this continued at this rate beyond beyond the short to relatively small medium term. Okay. Although on a longer term basis, on a longer term basis, I remain a big bull of China and also of India. Now, there's a lot of talk about how currency should be hedged for U.S. investors. Well, most of the currencies of the world's major indices, not least including the three I've mentioned so far. Well, I've only mentioned two so far. That was Japan and China. Japan and China are running way ahead of the S&P 500 index, which is only up slightly over 1% on the year to date. And when I say running way ahead, it's also because of well, in local currency terms, I beg your pardon, I beg your pardon. Allow that one for the flu. They are way ahead in their local currencies, so they don't need to be don't need to be hedged. And matter of fact, I just mentioned China. The Chinese renminbi is virtually unchanged against the U.S. dollar on the year to date. And when we get to India, which I will in a moment, the Indian rupee has actually outperformed the US dollar this year. That'll raise a few eyebrows, but check it out. Now, Elsewhere in Asia, Taiwan down 0.75 percentage point. South Korea up a little over half a percentage point. India steady in here, up a little over half a percentage point on the Indias on the indices, and some small losses for Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore. Very small losses. Okay, what about looking at the European indices? Well, they started the day with rallies, but then Wall Street gave up its gains, and that pushed the European indices into losses. They weren't that big. Looks like the Netherlands probably had the biggest decline in here, down 1.17%. German DAX down 0.75 percentage point. The Euro Stoxx 50 down slightly less. But they were all a little bit lower in here today. And getting on to the Americas, well, Wall Street seesawed a little bit, but managed to close here with some modest gains. And the S&P was up just over a quarter of a percentage point. NASDAQ composite index did better, up 4/5 of a percentage point, and that's probably a good sign because technology is very much the lead sector. Canada, tiny gains, small, very small losses for Mexico and Brazil on the day. The bulls are still in charge here in stock markets, but particularly where you've got the quantitative easing going on, and that's Europe, although it didn't help it today, but it helped it throughout well in recent months do some significant gains. Japan certainly has the full-blown QE underway, and also China's monetary policy is very positive in here right now. Okay, what about the dollar? Well, it dipped this morning, but then picked up this afternoon, and the dollar index, which is mostly against European currencies, is fractionally above the 98 level, two points below that psychological 100 100 region. Now, among some of these European currencies, the euro slipped to 1.077. The pound, that was a little bit firmer in here, 1.4863. And Australia also a little bit firmer in here, 0.7686 against the greenback. And the yen very quiet at 120.16 against the dollar. Now, commodities which have been in a ranging, rallying phase in recent weeks, they weakened a little bit in here today for the most part, and leading those declines, crude oil, the Brent crude is trading here after hours at $56.06. That's down $3.04. That's a big hit. And the US WTI is just below 51. It's at 50.95, and that's down $3.03 as well. The precious metals are lower with that dollar firming. Palladium at 755 and change, that's down $13.50. Silver at 16.49, that's down 35 cents in here today. platinum here at 1167. That's down nearly $7. And gold at 1201 and change. That's down over $7 here today. So they're soft, and the industrial metals were also a bit weaker in here. Copper, for instance, down over just over 3 cents to $2.73. And what else to mention here? Agricultural commodities. Well, not much going on there. Very, very quiet. Barely changed in here today. Coffee, though, that's an exception. Coffee is lower down. Looks like 6 and a quarter cents overall. And that's pretty much it here on April the 8th. Star performers, the Hong Kong indices. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.